The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And so what happens, it creates tremendous inflammation, and then that process continues and leads eventually to systemic disease, autoimmune disease, brain diseases, anxiety, depression, ADHD, dementia, problems remembering, diabetes, and obesity. So I go through what to choose to heal the gut.
Dr. Don Colbert helps you improve your immune system by getting into the healthy gut zone. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today, another episode of Wellness Wednesdays. And this, Tammy, as you know, is where we address the issues of body, mind, and spirit.
Yep.
With the idea of wholeness.
Yes.
And we want to help you be whole. Dr. Colbert's helped so many people.
He has. He's helped my family. My sister, yeah. My brother's been to him, one of my best friends, my brother-in-law, so many people within my family. He has absolutely helped and changed their lives, turned things around.
Well, the great news is you don't have to make an appointment, because you have an appointment today.
Yes.
To address your health. And we're going to be talking about issues related to his book, The Healthy Gut Zone. Mm. And Tammy, I don't know, I several years ago, got rid of certain foods out of my diet.
Okay.
Dropped some weight.
Good.
But you know what? I just felt better.
Really?
What we put in our bodies impacts us.
Yes,
and we don't always think about it, but it's true.
You don't think about your gut as much. Mm-hmm. At least I never did. Mm-hmm. And once you have your gut healthy, like everything else in your body follows suit. So it's incredibly important that you start there, I think.
Right. Yeah. No, your digestive system impacts everything. So you're going to hear from Dr. Colbert today. Step right in to our Wellness Wednesday office, and you can begin your journey to health. We'll also tell you how you can get this book for yourself. We'll see you in just a bit.
Dr. Colbert, I'm just so glad you're back. I can't tell you how much I believe that you've contributed to changing our lives. Do we look decent for this age?
Oh, absolutely. You're in vibrant health. Yes.
Okay. But yet we've admitted that we've been really fighting some stuff. I have type 2 diabetes, which the COVID made me a primary target
for
death.
Right.
And I didn't ever have to be a diabetic. But the fact is that even on my long-range blood tests, where they look at what's happened over a period of weeks and even months, I don't spike.
Good.
And when I take it, I just know if I cheat, you know, and don't see that brownie as I can't see brownies as poop. I try to tell people that, okay? But if it overpowers me, I might get a spike. My point is I've listened to you.
Right.
And you've helped us, and you've helped so many people, millions of people. I want you to help everybody watching all over the world. If we deal with this the right way, it can minimize what disease can do and how it gets access, right?
Absolutely right, because the foundation of our health is our gut. Now, I didn't understand this back 35 years ago when I went into medicine. And again, back when I started medicine in 1987, I was in solo practice. I was on call every night. I didn't have time to be sick, but occasionally I'd get a sinus infection, but I thought, no problem, I'll just take antibiotics out of my cupboard because it's chock full of antibiotics. See, I was practicing conventional medicine back in the 80s. So I'd take them for 7 to 10 days, felt great, never stopped, never rested my body. But then I'd do this about every 6 months or so and just clear it right up. But then what happened in the early 1990s, one day I awakened with a rash. All over my hands, as red, as itching, all over my elbows, all over my knees, all over my thighs, and I wondered, what on earth is this? So I went to my buddy, who is a dermatologist, and I'll never forget, he had his glasses down on his nose, and he looked over his glasses, and he says, Don, I hate to tell you, but you have the heartbreak of psoriasis. Mm. I said, psoriasis, that's impossible. No one in my family has psoriasis. He said, sorry, you got it. So he whipped out his script real quick and wrote me out this Coal Tar and Aquaphor Aqua, that's this old orange ointment. I smelled horrible. It stained everything orange. The seats of my car. My wife got sick of me. She said, I can't stand to be around you. I'd walk into my exam room. My patient said, what's that smell? I said, that's this crazy coal tar. My hands were all orange. I said, finally, I got to a that's it moment. I said, that's it. I'm sick of this stuff. Because I realized, I found out that when I fasted, that it went away. But when I was stressed out and when I ate anything fried and when I ate certain foods, it flared up. So finally, after all this investigation, I said, I'm going to check my gut and I'm going, and it just so happened that a lot of the foods I ate were actually inflaming my gut. I was highly sensitive, not allergic, but I had developed tremendous food sensitivity. I'm going to explain how it happened in just a minute. But what I did back then, this in the early 90s, I identified that gluten was not my friend, which is in wheat. And I was eating wheat at every meal because, after all, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So I ate wheat cereal in the morning. I ate wheat for lunch, yes, and for wheat for dinner. And then also found that tomatoes and peppers were highly inflammatory to my gut. I didn't know why back then, but I found out on this food sensitivity test. And I was eating tomatoes and peppers every day. It just so happened, the flesh is dumb. It craves the very foods that inflame us, usually. Mm-hmm. And every day I ate grilled chicken, which was healthy, and beans. And I would have, some bread, some wheat bread. And then I would have a huge bowl of salsa. And I would dip my chicken in that salsa and eat it. And then when I was finished, this big old bowl, I drink the salsa. I loved it so much. But then I stopped
eating. What's wrong with salsa?
Well, again, if you have leaky gut, you're going to understand. I had leaky gut. It's nothing if you got a healthy gut. But I didn't have a healthy gut. The antibiotics had decimated my gut, and I'd failed to plant the good bacteria back. I was trained like regular doctors. We didn't give probiotics back then. Mm-hmm. This was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I started healing my gut. I started taking probiotics. I started taking some fiber, some healthy fiber, not wheat bran. Mm-hmm. Wheat bran would decimate my gut. Mm-hmm. But I started taking some psyllium husk powder that actually contained prebiotics that fed the good bacteria. I cut out the foods that was harming my body. Now, I kept eating the beans, which I shouldn't have, because beans are high in lectins, which actually can damage the gut. But what had happened within 3 months, psoriasis totally gone. My dermatologist friend couldn't believe it. He says, I've never seen anyone get over psoriasis. But I learned that it was coming from the gut. And from then on, I started learning more and more about the gut. Then I started putting the pieces together. But the whole key is I developed a condition that's termed leaky gut, which means increased intestinal permeability, which means now when you have leaky gut, it's not that you're soiling your undergarments, okay? It's simply that you got to understand the way our intestinal cells are in our small intestine, which is about 20 feet long. That's where we absorb our nutrients. And it's one cell thick, and it's got these finger-like projections called villi. And what happens is certain meds, usually it's the meds that doctors prescribe, like antibiotics, anti-inflammatories like aspirin, ibuprofen, these meds that we take commonly for headaches, as well as acid-blocking meds, as well as GMO foods, start to damage these. And see, we absorb our foods. We have this wonderful, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We have this wonderful semi-permeable membrane in our gut, which means we absorb the beneficial parts of the food, the glucose and the simple sugars, the simple fats, and the simple protein amino acids. But what happens when we start to break down this intestinal barrier, it literally pries open these cells and it causes that increased permeability or leaky gut, where instead of working as a barrier function to keep out the bad, it lets in the bad. And then pre-digested, undigested food starts to be absorbed. Also bacteria, yeast, toxins, chemicals. And so what happens, it creates tremendous inflammation, and then that process continues and leads eventually to systemic disease, autoimmune disease, brain diseases, anxiety, depression, ADHD, dementia, problems remembering, diabetes, and obesity. It literally fuels the obesity. So we start to heal the gut. You say, what's the answer? The answer is first the diet, and then restoring the integrity of the gut, restoring those tight junctions in the gut. So we remove the foods that damage the gut. Now, once the gut's compromised, we find that usually gluten is the main enemy to the gut. Now, of course, the meds, we got to stop the meds, the antibiotics. A lot of people have been on antibiotics for years, especially acne sufferers, mm-hmm. or people that have had, you know, recurrent infections, and they're just always on antibiotics. It decimates the gut, causes those bad bacteria to grow. So we've got to leave those, and I teach people how to search for the natural mm-hmm. cure instead of the chemical cure. And then we start to manipulate the diet and giving the body what it needs to heal those tight junctions. Wheat is the number one food that damages those tight junctions, pries the gut open, increases zonulin, which helps to maintain the tight junctions. It increases that, so we lose the tight junctions. So literally what is similar to this, a great analogy is picture taking a tea strainer and taking an ice pick and poking holes in it. Or a coffee strainer that strains coffee, or you know, coffee grounds, and just take a picture, take a nice pick, punching holes in it, and then pour the coffee in there. Well, it's not, the coffee grounds are going to enter into the coffee pot, mm-hmm. and it's not going to filter the grounds out. So when you drink that coffee, it's going to be full of grounds. That's real similar to a leaky gut. What's happening when you eat that food, and especially because most people don't chew adequately, you're supposed to chew at least 20 to 30 times. Most people chew their food a couple of times, swallow it, mm-hmm. and that food, literally that undigested food, is absorbed in the gut, creating food sensitivities, inflammation in the gut, and that becomes food for the bad bacteria.
You know what, let me ask you if this word, sometimes God speaks things to you, but like, and he really does very clearly, but I just heard like it's like a poison pocket.
Yeah,
exactly. Is that what it becomes?
It becomes thousands and eventually millions of little teeny microscopic holes working like that ice pick in the coffee filter, where it's literally not providing the barrier function. And so you're still, see, the membrane that God created is so amazing. It allows in the nutrients that we need, but it filters out all the bad bacteria, the bad yeast, the undigested food
so
that will damage our gut.
So if that's not filtered out and it gets in, it is like a disease pocket.
Yes, it literally starts to cause disease and inflammation that eventually can spread throughout the body. So you say, well, what do you do? How do you heal this? Well, first we have to lay on the altar the foods that perpetuate that problem, that keep that leaky gut, that keep those microscopic holes open. We want to close the gates. And how we do this is we avoid for a season, and some people have to avoid it forever, gluten is the number one. The thing that really creates dysbiosis, which is excessive amounts of these bad bacteria so the gut never heals, is mainly sugar. It feeds on sugar, carbs, and starches. Mm-hmm. So when we lower that sugar, carb, and starch way down like a healthy keto, I didn't call it healthy keto, I called it a gut zone because it's a little different. It's keto, but we got to remove certain things for a season, just like I said, the regular cheese and things like that. Well, feta cheese is a good one.
All right. Yeah. And I ask you, because we don't like sharp cheese, we like mild cheese.
Mild. Sure.
Yeah. Is it mild?
Yes, absolutely. Cheese? Feta cheese is
what
great.
What about cream cheese?
Cream cheese, again, that's altar food for a season. Now later, once the gut heals, you can add some of that back. Mm-hmm. But here's the foods. The lectins are the key. And remember when I had my problem, I was eating every day beans. Beans are, and peas
beans.
And lentils.
Are green beans? Or
well, green beans are not so bad. It's mainly the...
We have a lot of green beans. We have a lot of asparagus.
Those are okay. And those are wonderful. Yeah. But I'm talking about the pinto beans, the lima beans, the black-eyed peas, the black beans, the brown beans, baked beans.
You know, a lot of people are here and they're just going to starve flat to death.
No, they won't, because they give them the answer. Now, what's interesting, those beans are full of lectins, especially it's in the outer coating of the beans, but it's also in every grass like wheat and corn and brown rice. That's why we take the lectins out and the lectins damage the gut. Now, most of our food is harvested early and shipped across the country when most of these foods have the highest lectin content. Lectin is simply a protein in the skins of like potatoes, in tomato skins and seeds, in peppers, but it's also in beans, peas, lentils, and wheat, and corn, and soybean. Mm-hmm. We feed most of our chickens, corn, or soybeans, our cattle and our pigs, soybeans and corn to fatten them up for market, high lectin food. So it's in the meat. So we want to get pasture raised, pasture finished chickens, hens, eggs, And or eggs, chickens, yes, organic's the best, and that are fed flax seeds, which are high in omega-3. Mm-hmm. So I go through what to choose to heal the gut. But the key food we want to do is those good, healthy fats. Mm-hmm. We find, I talk about my gut power tools, but the most important thing is the diet. It's a gut zone keto diet. So the same principles as keto, we carry it into the gut zone with a few little modifications.
We've learned to walk through a big supermarket and shop wisely. Mm-hmm. Can you shop wisely walking through an average store? Are you telling people they got to move strictly health food stores? Because they can be pitching stuff too that's not healthy. We already know that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you try to show us. You've corrected yourself with what you've written. You correct me continually, and everybody in the world knows it. We send every psychiatrist and counselor up there like they, James, try to help you. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. I want to say to our viewers, you give guidelines here. I mean, if you hadn't explained keto and others, we wouldn't have known how to shop, how to do. We wouldn't have seen the miracles
right.
that took place, okay? We may have come, we didn't get COVID, but we may have come through, in, let's say, with greater resistance to some of these trespassers that want to destroy our lives. Are you showing people here how they can walk through the supermarket and shop wisely and not feel like nothing tastes good? Are you going to show people how stuff can just taste really good?
Absolutely. And the key is this. If they're following keto, they're 90, 95% there. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is we have to add the fiber. And the key fiber in this is the psyllium husk powder. Now, the psyllium husk is simply a soluble, insoluble fiber that provides wonderful fuel for the cells of the gut as well as for the good bacteria. You are literally empowering those good bacteria. You are healing your leaky gut when you take this fiber. It's dirt cheap. And I tell people, start low, go slow. Start with maybe a half teaspoon to a teaspoon a day in water. It's best with cold water, just a little
you
bit.
You explain this
yes,
clearly.
Explain it.
Can they go to the index and find these
yes,
different subject
absolutely.
Matters?
Absolutely. And they just stir it up in cold water. Start with a half teaspoon, work up to a heaping teaspoon. Take your probiotics. Follow your diet with lots of olive oil, avocado oil, lots of healthy fats I talk about. Mm-hmm. I start every morning off with a half an avocado with some eggs. I have the gluten-free toast made with rice or cassava, and I pour my olive oil on top. And then I have a little bowl of berries, okay? It's real simple.
Sounds good.
It tastes, and I'm full.
Wow, okay. There is a lot of information
yes,
you just
is.
Heard. So
yes.
look, you may just want to pick up the phone and get the Healthy Gut mm-hmm. Zone because he's got such great information. I mean, and all the things he talked about, the foods that he talks about, he's got the foods listed in here.
Yes.
You know, there are some recipes, some meal plans. It's very practical because
yes.
the reality is it does start right there in that digestive system.
Yeah.
We want people to be healthy.
No, I want to be healthy. It's a great book. Honestly, when I see Dr. Dunn on our shows, half the stuff he says, I have no idea how to pronounce his words.
Really, remember, write that down. Let me write that down.
He tells me go to get certain fiber. I'm like, I've never heard of that. And that's why I love that we offer the books, because if you're like me, you won't remember it. You can't remember. It's hard to retain, but you will find it all in these books. So make sure to call, request this book today. We'll get it to you, and you'll never have to try to remember it. It will be in the book.
Yes, and you can get that today when you help support the outreaches of life, specifically this Christmas outreach, Christmas Shoes and Smiles. This is the last week we'll be on the air talking about this because it takes several weeks to get everything in place. But it only happens when you make that gift to make this Christmas special. Watch this and you'll see how. I pray you'll be a huge part of this year.
Christmas is just around the corner, and at Life Today, it's time for Christmas Shoes and Smiles. Along with new pairs of shoes, we're giving Christmas smiles to special children born with physical challenges through gifts of transformative, life-changing surgery. And while we celebrate each gift's laughter and joy, we honor the silent struggles that inspire them.
I gave birth to Hannah Petra. Then she started having some problems. This person told me that, do you know that your baby's head is growing? Then I reacted badly. I came back home. I was crying. I shedded my tears. Then I said, why me?
Do you know your baby's head is growing? Something no mother ever wants to hear. What Felistus would learn is that her daughter had a neurological condition called hydrocephalus, or water on the brain. You see, inside everyone's head is fluid that protects our brains. But the bodies of children with hydrocephalus cannot reabsorb and drain this fluid naturally from their heads. Worse yet, when left untreated, the results of hydrocephalus are often lethal.
I didn't know even about Shua. I wish I knew. I would have hurried with her, but I didn't know anything.
The people at Felicia's church had told her that she needed to see a doctor. And when she got to cure, they were able to diagnose Ana Petua and treat her. Felicia's told me that without cure, she would be lost. And I wonder how many other mothers around the world are feeling that right now.
Cure International is Life's mission partner in Uganda, and it was their skilled surgeons who corrected Ana Petua's deadly condition. Even as you watch this, a new surgical center is under construction to expand Cure's capacity to treat children in desperate need. Its completion now depends on the same giving spirit that made Ana Petua's healing a reality.
Hard to watch at times, but wow, what an opportunity to literally save lives. And that's not the only miracle that they're going to see. We have a miracle right now because that surgical center cost $1.2 million. But a friend, a partner of life, has already given $700,000 to that. So it's up to us to cover the other half a million, and that's why we're coming to you. We're saying, what an opportunity. We're going to bless so many children with the shoes this year. We're going to bless many more with the smiles, the cleft palate surgeries, cleft lip and cleft palate. But there are many whose lives, I believe, will depend on getting that surgical center up and running. The parents there can't afford the kind of treatment they need. You know how difficult it can be to get good health coverage, even here in the West. Over there, it's impossible in many situations, except for God and except for you. So we want you to partner with us this Christmas as the best you can. You know, maybe you buy yourself something a little less so you can bless someone else. It will be so meaningful. And though you may not see all of the fruit of it, God knows. The one who sent his son this Christmas to be a blessing so that we could live. It's in his name that we're going to be a blessing so that others can live. And we want you to be a part of it. Tammy, I know you've been to these places.
Yeah.
You've seen the pain, you've seen the heartache, but you've seen the opportunity that's before us. It's such a beautiful opportunity.
It really is. And the thing is, we're not asking you to carry the load by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, if we all come together, Randy, and just even do a little bit, if that's all you can do, it's a lot. You have to see that as an enormous gift that you're giving. 25,000 people came together and gave $25. Could you imagine what we could do with that and how we could knock that out? Now, there's some that can do more. Praise God for a place that you're in, a season you're in where God is blessing, where now you can bless others. I'm telling you, it will make a difference. Please hear our hearts on this. Please know that this is life-changing and life-giving. We have access to this here where we live, but they don't there. We could change it for them today. Yep. Would you join us? Would you go online? Would you make a call? This is the last week. So I'm going to ask you to prayerfully consider right now if God is speaking to you. Do not hesitate. Respond right now. Let's knock this out now. Let's keep pouring the mortar. Let's put up the walls. Let's do whatever we have to do to save another life today.
That's right. And you know what? No matter what you can do, it will make a difference. Let me give you a quick rundown. $36 will provide shoes for 10 children. $180 will provide shoes for 50 children. Now, the average cost of the cleft palate and cleft lip surgery is about $500. So a gift today would would go towards one of those. And we're asking for a gift of $1,000 or more. Some of you can give two, three, four, whatever God's enabled you to do. We just ask you to stop and say, Lord, what would you have me do? And then just do it. It's not for us. Mm-hmm. It's for those children who desperately need that human touch that we believe is a touch from God, that cure, the name of our partners, for those who will possibly die without our help. Go online, go to the phone. This is the last week, as Tammy said, we'll be on the air talking about this because we need to deliver and we need some time before Christmas to do it, but you can be a blessing. So go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can.
For almost two decades, Life's Christmas Shoes and Smiles has continued to provide shoes for impoverished children throughout the world, as well as corrective surgeries for children with cleft palate disorders. By responding today, you can help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays. And for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide shoes for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a corrective smile surgery. This year, we have an incredible opportunity to help construct a new surgical center that will provide life-saving surgeries to children suffering serious neurological conditions. This $1.2 million project is up and above Life's normal budget. But because of one generous friend for Life, only $500,000 is needed. As a thank you for your gift of support to this life-saving outreach, be sure to request the blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider an extra gift of $1,000 or more to help construct Life's new surgical center. And with this gift, you may request this beautiful bronze sculpture, a cup of water. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I do hope you are going online or going to the phone and making the best gift you can. This is the last week we'll be on the air talking about this year's Christmas shoes and smiles. So we really need to hear from you. We can bless so many children with your gracious love and support. And when you do, you can give yourself a gift by requesting this book by Dr. Colbert.
Absolutely. For any amount that you can give today, whatever gift you can give, we're going to get you this book right away so you can start changing your life, start turning things around. We're so grateful you're here today. Can't wait to see you again on Life Today. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow, business consultant and former fighter pilot Ed Rush exposes the lies and helps us listen to God through God Talks.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.